This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Resistance to tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that Hillary's attacked me by name. I'm very proud of the fact that Obama recently has come out against me and they're running national TV ads attacking me. But I got to tell you, I'm more proud of being associated with Dr. Michael Savage, best-selling author, researcher, who is a true political prisoner. It's come out that WikiLeaks has released the documents yesterday, the latest data dump, that Hillary was running the show, not wanting him to be able to travel to England to set the precedent to start restricting the mobility of people they don't like. Just like the no-gun-buy list, they just throw you on. This is the essence of authoritarianism. So he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. He wants to get into, obviously, the bombshell WikiLeaks, censorship in the media, and what to expect if they get in. This is war. Trump is on fire. The debate is tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Of course, Michael Savage writes for WorldNet Daily. His new best-selling book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Because, hey, like he said last time he was on, the war just begins when Trump gets in. Dr. Savage, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you've got the hottest show going, Alex. How can I stay away? But, you know, it's reached such a crazy point that if Trump got up and said, I love my mother, the media would say, Trump says he doesn't love men. He doesn't love his father and he doesn't like men. It's getting insane. He comes on my show yesterday and I asked him, I said, what would you do if you were president with regard to Russia? He said, I'd probably meet with Putin before I was inaugurated, basically to calm down the war fever. Right away, okay, Washington Post, New York Times, they all cover it. He's on my show. Suddenly I'm respectable. I'm the conservative talk show host, Michael Savage. I'm no longer a right-wing maniac. Now I become respectable, Alec, which is worrisome, incidentally. That's a frightening place to be right now. And they're criticizing him for wanting to make peace with Putin. This is while Putin's steaming an aircraft carrier, battle cruiser, destroyer, destroyer escorts through the English Channel on the way to Aleppo, on the way to his warm water port in Syria, right? Trump says he would meet with Putin before inauguration day. Why is that controversial? Didn't Hillary say that she respects her enemies and wants to talk to them? Didn't Obama say the way he sold the Iran deal was that we've got to talk to our enemies instead of going to war with them? So why are they on the other side of Russia, Alex? You know and I know why. They want war. The neocons, the neolibs, the media, the government, Eisenhower say, beware of the media.
Military-industrial complex. And the new WikiLeaks, as you know, Dr. Savage, show that Hillary actually met secretly with Putin, and she's the one that got $35 million from him.
You mean for the uranium
deal? Yes.
That's not coming out. No, so in other words, let's for a minute, Trump wants to meet with Putin to stop this insanity. How can he be attacked for that? Total insanity. So Trump says he would meet with Putin before inauguration day. They try to turn it on him and say, oh, this shows that he's going to insult Obama by standing on his legacy. How far will they go to twist reality? The answer is there are no limits. When you're practicing a scorched earth policy, you burn everything down. That's what we're witnessing, Alec. You're burning the media down. You're burning your opponents down. You're burning anyone on earth down. You waste nations. You waste people. It doesn't matter.
Absolute They're shutting power. Our coal off. That is doubling our power prices. They're crippling us.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We heard that this old phrase from Lord Acton. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the shocker to me yesterday was over the weekend, with the WikiLeaks dump, I put on my Facebook page to my, you know, my followers, see if you can search WikiLeaks.org and see what you find on Savage. Well, lo and behold, within an hour, people were sending, look at this one. Here's an email from Hillary. That's funny, a email. Here's a email.
Yeah, I thought the email is the first lady. Stay right there. Let's talk about Hillary trying to ban your travel obviously to set a precedent. Michael Savage, best-selling author, one of the top talk show hosts in the world. Scorched Earth, the new book. There's not other talk show hosts like him, folks. It's really just he and I that are actually independent. That's why this is so important. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1140.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
Michael Savage of MichaelSavage.com. You can also find his columns, his books, and more at WND.com, MichaelSavage.WND.com. Michael Savage is a multimedia icon in the conservative movement. He also, under a nom de plume, one of the best-selling authors of all time when it comes to supplements and plants. He has a doctorate in that. Additionally, he earned his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. I'm not going to get into all that. He is the author of 25 books plus, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. He earned his coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007. Again, MichaelSavage.com. And he has it up on his site. We have it up on InfoWars. We're going to show some images of it here in just a moment. And that is one of the biggest aircraft carriers in the world, attack frigates, missile cruisers, all escalating things, now coming down to the English Channel from the North Sea at their port to go to their port there. Their only other port in the world they have there with Syria. Massive escalation. You know what's on these ships? Cruise missiles, long-range missiles, and their 300 missiles, their 400 missiles that are Mach 5, Mach 6 that cannot be shot down that carry nuclear payloads. So this is the response to Obama last week announcing with his vice president they're going to hit him with a cyber attack and maybe militarily start shooting down Russian aircraft. And they've announced in Congress they want this. So Michael Savage, who comes out in WikiLeaks, Hillary had banned from England so she could start the precedent of banning other Americans' travel. Talk about authoritarianism. He wants to get into World War III first instead of WikiLeaks. And I agree. This is the most important issue. So he joins us via video Skype. Dr. Savage, getting back to what you were covering earlier, this is madness. I mean, is the Clinton/Obama October surprise, sir, trying to start a larger war? Because even the London Independent says that the Russians believe that that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, it's obvious that they're trying to start a war, and there's a few reasons for it. First of all, it makes no sense to go to war with Russia. They're our natural ally against ISIS. But there, my friend, lies the crux of why they want to go to war with Russia. Apparently, we want ISIS to thrive and to survive. It's been a shell game that we're fighting ISIS. The only time ISIS has been put on the run was after Russia intervened with their aircraft. Then all of a sudden, Obama said, yeah, we're also attacking them. Listen, it's pretty clear that we established ISIS. It's a terrible thing to say when you have a gang of insane people raping eight-year-old girls, selling women on the auction block, live slavery of women, rape of young girls, which they then support with their religious book, the Quran. They say it's justified. I've seen Muslims who've escaped from them say they've never seen anything like this. Here is Hillary Clinton, who's the champion of women. Has she said one word about the atrocity, the industrial level of rape that's going on in the Middle East as a result of ISIS? She hasn't said one word of actual slavery.
Institutional rape, sexual mutilation, her weirdo girlfriend that she stays in the same hotel with. Her mother is the top pusher of genital mutilation in the world. Who could make this up?
Okay, so let's tie that to why we want war. I don't want war. Does anyone want a nuclear war other than insane people? Apparently, the sorority that surrounds Hillary Clinton are such bullies and such insane bullies, and they've gotten so far in their life by attacking men, screaming racism, screaming lesbian, anti-lesbianism. Look where they've gotten. They're running the world. So there's only one man left on the planet they haven't crushed, and he lives in Russia. So they're going to crush him in their mind by using the military now, irrespective of the fact that it violates all common
sense. By the way, sir, did you know this leaked about a month ago in WikiLeaks? I'm sure you came up with this on your own. Did you know actually it's in the WikiLeaks, Dr. Savage, that actually that's why that they're mad because they see it as a patriarchy and want to crush it? Or did you just figure that out?
I said that about a year ago.
Wow.
I said the whole reason they hate Putin is because he's seen as a homophobe. The whole thing has to do with that issue, man. It's nuts.
So World War III, Dr. Savage, and the lights really will be off like yours are if that happens.
I've got to get Ryan in here. I don't know where he went.
Oh, it's no big deal. Keep going. It's great. 90% of our audience is radio anyway. So continue.
Well, now I'm in the bunker with you. There's no lights and no assistant. I have no bell to ring.
Where do you think this is going? I mean, as a historian, as a really smart guy, I'm not kissing your butt. Everybody knows you're really smart. I mean, what does your gut tell you in the next 20 days they're going to pull? What are they going to do? Where does Michael Savage think this is going?
I know when you have deranged idiots running a country, they're liable to do anything. What I think is initially going to happen, I believe that our fighter jets and our fighter pilots are superior to the Russians. More training, more experience, better planes. I believe we're going to see an engagement between U.S. warplanes, Russian fighter jets over Syria. I believe we will prevail, and I believe that Putin will then react not with another set of, not a dogfight. It's not going to be a dogfight. Alex, he's a judo master, ex-KGB. He's not going to react tit for tat, quid pro quo. He's going to react in a way we can't even expect. We can expect one of our territories to disappear. We can expect a limited nuclear exchange. We can expect a tactical nuclear weapon being used on the field in Syria against the 9,000 ISIS murderers who we're going to give safe passage out of the city.
Who our military has been ordered to have airstrikes for every time the Syrians and Russians are about to rout them out of Aleppo and one other city, suddenly bombs rain down on them.
Well, we have a military that seems to be operating with no coordination with reality. How did we suddenly go to this level with Russia when they were Russia and the U.S., after all these years, after the Cold War, we were all getting along, right? Everyone slept better at night. How did this happen under Obama, the man of peace, the man who won the Nobel Peace Prize? How did it suddenly happen?
Hey, you recommend if there is a nuclear war that all of the planet be given posthumously another award to Obama and Hillary?
Very funny. Alex, I grew up in the nuclear age as a kid in New York. We used to do drills of duck and cover. We expected a nuclear exchange.
I was around at the tail end of that.
I used to run you'd be in the middle of a class, mathematics teacher would scream, duck and cover. And all the kids would scramble under their desks or go in the closet. And we'd play around with each other in the closet, pull a girl's hair, whatever we did. We'd all think it was fun. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, we were preparing for a nuclear war. Three blocks from my house was a Nike missile battery. Right in the neighborhood, all over America, we had missile batteries. So we grew up in this apocalyptic world. Then it went away. Then all of a sudden, Russia, the Soviet Union collapses. Then it's a basket case. Then it's a laughing stock. Then all of a sudden, Putin comes along and he does a modified capitalist, socialist system like China. And their economy's booming. We're doing business with each other. Everything's getting along. All of a sudden, there comes this thin, smoking lunatic, I guess from Honolulu. And because he can't crush him, and because the radical, I'm sorry to say it, the radical sexual mafia, let's put it to you that way, can't impose their will on the Russian people. Now they want nuclear war to crush Putin. Can it be this insane? Why not? Why can't it be this crazy?
Dr. Savage, I want to get into WikiLeaks that you're in the center of because this affects us all, and I want to get into the election and more. But clearly, General Flynn and the other generals had to be removed in the last 3 years. They've admitted this. We had sources, obviously, in the Pentagon laying all this out. That's how we knew what really happened. And who was behind Benghazi way before it did. You have the same sources I happen to know. I've talked to them. And we've been proven right. So our credibility is very high. Now they've put a few generals in who aren't really bad, but they'll follow orders. The head of the army says, we're ready to hit Russia. Give me the order. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him 2 weeks ago, you're asking us already to attack Russia. As you understand, they're going to fire missiles once we bomb their bases. I'll do that, but you need to give that order. You need to be public about that. So we've really reached a point where most statisticians and historians and analysts say is more dangerous than ever in the Cold War. The Russian government's now saying that. And I just want to ask all the trendies and Samantha Powers and the rest of them, do they understand this is the real world? Because you said it perfectly. They bullied. They've never lived in the real world. None of these people have ever probably been in a fist fight. Generals are dangerous enough, but at least they've been in wars. When your generals are the ones being pacifists, and when a right-winger populist is the pacifist like Donald Trump, we're not pacifists. We are survivalists. We are realists. Where do you see this going, sir?
You just said something that's critical to this whole discussion. These women have never fired a BB gun. They've bullied men and people who stood up to them their whole life, and they rose to the top of academia. That's how they got into government. Then they bullied their way through all of the bureaucracies of the government to move themselves to the top. Think Janet Reno. Think Janet Napolitano. Think Donna Shalala. Now they're running the world, and now they have an Air Force. Now they have a Navy. They have unlimited power, and there's only one man on the planet who stands in the way of their anti-male agenda. It has almost nothing to do with Putin's policies in Syria. And you say, well, that's crazy. Listen.
No, their own emails, I guess you didn't know about this, they actually say that. That's what's crazy. They want to have a pissing contest because there's some man they don't run. They're nuts.
There it goes. So, I intuitively figured that out. I didn't even know about the emails. But I've watched this madness unfold. These are insane people. Now, how Obama could not surround himself with even one sane human being, I don't know. Tell me one person around Obama who was a wind sail who slowed this down. Can you name one person who's a moderate surrounding Obama?
No.
Well, how come they rushed to do business with the Iranian mullahs, telling us it was important to speak to our enemies? How'd that happen? Now the same people saying it's important to speak to your enemies in Iran are saying it's important to kill your enemy before speaking to him in Russia? And where are all the liberals, Alex, the anti-war liberals? Isn't it odd? Where's Code Stinko now that we don't need them? You remember Code Pink, those fetid old women from San Francisco who were in Bush's face every other day with apple pies? Where did they go, Alex?
I totally agree with you. Only one liberal has been honest, and that's been Jill Stein. And she says, basically, vote Trump or we're going to have a nuclear war. We interviewed her yesterday. Our crew did. And they're actually really awake and freaked out, and they should be.
She's smart. I played a tape last week, and I said I agree with her on this. I don't agree with the Greens on almost anything else. But at least they do. First of all, they're true to their principles of being pacifist.
And at least they're not suicidal, right?
No, I don't understand it. I mean, let's go back to the drug testing, Alex. I have said, not jokingly, for over 2 years, maybe more, that anyone who goes to work for a corporation has to pee in a cup to get the job. So now we have 400 mandarins running this country, and we don't insist that we know what drugs they're on.
I agree. We should drug test Hillary, and Trump should do it, too.
We should drug test all of Congress. Everyone running this government should be forced to do a monthly drug test. It may explain their madness. I don't know what they're on, Alex, but they're not on reality.
Remember
they're
congressman that thinks islands float?
Who does?
That particular congressman out of Georgia believes islands float. Remember he asked if Guam would capsize?
That one.
Hank Johnson.
That story.
All right, yeah. We only got 10 minutes left. I always love getting you on. You're such a busy guy. I want to get into a WikiLeaks and all this incredible stuff coming out, but centrally, what does your gut level tell you? What does your gravitas tell you about the debate? What does Trump need to do? I know you talk to him a lot. How are you advising him on air, off air? Where is all that going? What do you expect to happen? What are other dirty tricks? I mean, what is central on the board in the savage war room?
You want me to do that now?
Yes, sir.
I had Trump on my radio show yesterday, the Michael Savage show, and we talked about a lot of things. And I said, look, this guy who's running a debate tomorrow is a snake. You look at his that sneer. Meatloaf Jr., I call him. That's Mike Wallace's son. What's his name? I don't know or remember his name. I really, honest to God. Who's the guy who's going to debate moderate?
I'll be honest. He's the Fox News Weekend guy. Can we pull him up? Chris Wallace.
I thought it was George Wallace. I'm joking. So anyway, Chris Wallace's father was Mike Wallace. 60 Minutes, old line liberal, but respectable. So I said to Donald, I said this publicly. I said, Donald, did you know Mike Wallace? I was leading him. He said, I did, and he treated me very fairly on 60 Minutes. I said, well, his son tomorrow is a snake, a sneak. And when he sets you up and pulls a Megyn Kelly on you, Donald, here's what I advise you say to him. You lean back and you pull a Reagan with a smile and you say, you know, Chris, I knew your father, Mike Wallace, and he'd be ashamed of you right now. He would never have stooped to this level. And I said, what that will do to him psychologically is shrink him to a mini-me.
I agree.
It'll shrink him because he's been in his father's shadow his whole life. And I said, Donald, you can't let him attack you the way Megyn Kelly did. And we all know Murdoch is 100% in with Hillary now.
He admits it. Oh, man, Fox is so bad now.
And their ratings are plummeting. The people are turning off Fox, Alex. So anyway, the point is that this guy's a snake. He's supposed to be the conservative of all the three debates. We know he's going to pull a Megyn Kelly on him and say, did you actually grope that woman on the airplane? He's not going to talk about substance. And Donald has to rip him personally, not answer the question.
I agree. Wow. It's just the WikiLeaks are just getting more and more hardcore. The new ones where they're trying to bribe the FBI agents. Her head State Department minion is offering them huge jobs and openly saying, don't get into the classification, cover this up. And the FBI goes back and writes memos, and then Comey won't go with the indictment. I mean, this is open and shut indictments. That's how arrogant they are. We've got them talking about, don't worry to the staff. We've got shadow government, floor sevens running things, and the staff go, who's that? They go, oh, the COG, the real secret government. Don't worry, we're not going to get in trouble. I mean, this is incredible, Michael. This validates everything we've ever talked about.
It's worse than we think. It's worse than we fear. This is a truly ghoulish shadow government. This is not a shadow government that's in the interests of the people, by the people, for the people. This is a shadow government that has no knowledge of reality. It lives in its own world. They're like Frankensteins. They live on their own power. They feed each other lies. They feed each other the ego feeds the other ego. They don't care about, forget the people. We're nothing. We never have been. I'm talking about the survival of the nation, the survival of the world.
No, you're right. Their delusion is what's so dangerous.
I think so. Let's go back to the big issue, nuclear war. Does it get any more real than that? These girls, these bullies, it's an administration filled with women bullies. They have bullied their way to the top. There's only one bowling pin left in the way on the lane, and that bowling pin is called Putin. They will do anything they have to destroy him, to make the world safe for their mad agenda. And I think that they're over their heads. That's my opinion.
I totally agree. And we've got to have cooler heads prevail, because I wouldn't even just say women. It's a bunch of liberals who've never been involved in the real world. And they're so arrogant. I've been around them in person, some of them. They're just crazy. They're very, very junior high-ish. Now, again, you don't want to talk about yourself specifically, but all of us are in this position where they want to shut down conservative media, alt media. They said they want to shut us down by name. We now have the email. As you said, folks, search this. Here's the headline. Michael Savage, Hillary pushed to keep you on the list to set the precedent to start controlling our movement. This is just like the no gun buy list. They want to just put conservatives on extrajudicially with no due process. Why did they pick you as the canary in the coal mine?
I went back to 09 and I read all the emails, the secret emails. And Gordon Brown, the despicable prime minister at the time, wrote an email that we discovered through a legal case that cost me a fortune. I'm still on the list, by the way. I can't go to England. Gordon Brown said we must keep Savage on the list to balance the list, i.e., they had put Muslim terrorists on the list, so they needed to put an American conservative on the list to show that they were not prejudiced against Muslims.
But that's really to put conservative patriots in there with the terrorists they actually are helping.
The question is, who in the American government sent my name to them? I allege from the 09 forward it was someone in the Hillary camp.
And you've been proven right. I remember it was a big national story, and you were right.
Alex, my show isn't even heard in England. So why would I be on the list? Nor did I apply for a visa. I wasn't even going there. So all of a sudden they know about me and I'm a threat to the English people? So somebody in the Hillary world, any one of these despicable throwbacks, took a tape, edited the tape, said I said things I didn't say, sent it to them, they put me on the ban list. It was a message to everyone in America to shut their mouths, dummy up, and be a good stooge. It's a gangster regime. And here we are. Here we are right now, and a new email comes out from WikiLeaks in the last dump over the weekend with Hillary Clinton's name on the email to her staff, and it says, hold on the Savage thing, because it may backfire on us, because we are using the same laws to keep people out of our country, and we may want to use them again.
Exactly. Hillary, so that's
there it is. There it is, H-Rod 17. It's a huge story, Alex. You're the only one in the media who had me on after this. Not Rush Limbaugh. None of them will touch the story, Alex. All they do is talk about the 1980s and imitate Bill Clinton's voice.
Well, here's the problem. They don't seem to get that if we don't all come together, we're going to lose the whole damn country. And that, I mean, I look at you as like an arm. And I know you probably think of me as like an arm. I mean, we're all together. They chop off Savage. They just chop my arm off. Next, it's my head. I mean, we all hang together or hang separate. As Benjamin Franklin said, they don't seem to have that basic honor that we're fighting the takeover of the country. We're all together. It isn't about who's number one. It isn't about who adds some more zeros onto something. None of the damn money's worth anything if we don't defeat these people.
Go tell that to the people in talk radio. Go tell that to the people in the media who claim to be conservatives. We go back to the adage, when they came for the communists, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a communist. When they came for the Jews, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the Jehovah's Witnesses, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a Jehovah's Witness. When they came for the trade unionists, blah, 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 I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't. When they came for me, there was no one left to help me. Cardinal Niemöller, Germany, 1930s, 1940s, Cardinal Niemöller was put in a concentration camp because he didn't raise his voice when they came for the communists or the Jews or the trade unionists or the gays. And here we are in America. Here's a major league story about me, an American commentator, being banned from Britain by Hillary Clinton, refusing to represent me as Secretary of State.
It's huge. It's illegal what she did.
Not one person from Fox will have this on. Hooker, yes. Pimp, yes. Child molester, yes. Terrorist, yes. But not Michael Savage. What does that tell you about Rupert Murdoch's chorus line?
Well, they have no common sense. I mean, these reporters are all so controlled, but even the ones that aren't, they have no common sense of hanging together. I hope. But as the election accelerates, you're a very busy man. You got to save your voice enough for your own show that comes on in a few hours, that you will come back on to discuss what happens if he doesn't win or they steal it. Because they're clearly going to try to steal it. They're federalizing it, acting like he's a kook, saying there's no such thing as a theft. And then if Hillary gets in, what do we expect to happen? So please come on to break that down, sir.
I said to Donald yesterday, he didn't react to me. I said, Mr. Trump, here's what I see them doing. For 2-3 months now, they've been saying Russia's hacking our elections and they want to protect it by turning it over to the idiot who runs DHS, the Wall Street lawyer.
Hey, I don't mean to hold you over, but it's a three-minute break. This is a satellite break. I got to take it. I skipped the last one. Come back in 2 minutes.
They're planning to steal the election. If Trump wins, they're going to declare the election null and void, say Russia hacked it.
Exactly. Hold on. Hold on a second.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tracy Martin, the admitted longtime chef of the Clintons, who heard amazing stuff. You're going to get an exclusive right now. About to join us in about 2 minutes. Michael Savage, a best-selling author, researcher in the WikiLeaks, Hillary getting him blocked from traveling to the UK. They now admit to set a precedent to ban anybody they want from traveling. I mean, you talk about Nazi Germany, folks. That gets overused. This is the essence of authoritarianism. The Democrats have tried to get travel bans. If the IRS opens an audit up where you can't travel outside the U.S., they now want to expand it to just flying, period. These are internal checkpoints. The book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Dr. Savage is our guest. 20 days, ladies and gentlemen, to the election. Doctor, you got cut off by that hard break I had to take. Recapping for folks that just joined us, and thousands a second are tuning in. Clearly, they came out and said, we're federalizing elections. Oh, my God, the Russians and Trump want to steal it. Then Trump goes, I think you'll try to rig it. Democrats are famous for that. They've now been caught in New York already doing it in early voting. They respond going, you're insane. Election fraud doesn't exist. I mean, that's an exact quote of Obama. So I'm living in this crazy world where they're federalizing the elections first time ever, taking them over because of an unprecedented threat. When Trump says you might try to steal it, they go, you're insane, it doesn't exist. So Dr. Savage, you talked to him yesterday on air. What do you think is happening?
I said to Donald, here's what they're doing. They're setting it up as follows. For 3-4 months, they've been saying the Russians are hacking our elections. They're to protect our elections, which are sacred. We want to turn it over to DHS, to the genius who's given us one terrorist attack after another and has done nothing to stop it. He still has his job, right? So he wants to now make sure our elections are safe. Russians are hacking. Follow the bouncing ball.
No proof.
If Trump wins, which is highly likely, by the way, which we can talk about in a minute or two or another time, Trump wins, government declares, oh, we have evidence that the Russians hacked it. He's a friend of Putin. The election is null and void. We're going to recall another election in, 6 months? Until then, Mr. Obama has graciously agreed to continue his public service in the United States of America. Thank you very much. We're not taking any questions. Goodbye.
And we have Biden announcing they're going to launch a giant cyber attack on the Russians and saying if the Russians respond, they may respond militarily, which is a doctrine Hillary came out with 2 months ago. And suddenly NATO announced that's their new doctrine. She's literally calling the show.
All I wanted to say was I said it to Donald and he didn't take the bait. I'm glad he didn't. I said, don't even answer me because they'll crucify you if you agree with me. They're going to steal the election. I'll make it simple. In the fifth grade, I ran for class president in Queens, New York. I was a funny kid. I was a wild kid. I was out of control. I won the election by a landslide. The teacher stood up and said, this election doesn't count. I don't want Michael to be president. And she had another election, and I wasn't class president. So, hey, look, if it could be done in the fifth grade in the Bronx when I was a kid, why can't they do it to us now, right? We're just children.
I had a similar thing happen. When you really do things in this world, you start to learn how rigged they are. And it's just crazy to see them go, even though it's in the same newscast, the Russians are rigging the election. We're having to bring in the UN to oversee it. And then meanwhile, Trump's crazy. He says they're rigging the election, even as we catch election officials admitting the fraud. We do have a minute or two more if you've got it. Elaborate on what you're saying. I mean, I agree. The internal polls I know from Trump, but also other big groups are doing internal polls. 5, 10, 15 points ahead in most battleground states. He's going to win in a landslide. They're only creating the perception he's way behind, so we buy it right now. Do you concur with that? A. B. What happens when he gets in?
100% right. You and I think the same way. I said to Donald yesterday on my radio show, I said, Donald, I said, what they're doing is they're not trying to get Hillary people to vote for Hillary. They've got all the people they could ever get. I said, what they're trying to do is discourage Trump voters from voting by thinking that it's over already. They're trying to make them think that he lost, that she won. So they're going to throw their hands up and not vote for him. I said, this whole election hinges upon one thing right now, voter turnout. The black people are not turning out for Hillary. They don't like her. The Hispanic people are really not that excited about Hillary.
She has no crowds.
And it's the Hispanic men have always liked Trump, as I said 6 months ago, for a number of reasons. One, most of them coming to work very hard to become an American. They have the wives and the children. They want a house with a picket fence. And they look at Donald Trump as a man they'd like to be like, not a man they hate. They look at her and they say, ugh, whatever. So it's all voter turnout. He's got to make sure that people think he can still win, which he can. And then if all of us who are supporting him come out, I think he will win. It's that simple.
That's right. You can't steal landslides. I've interviewed experts who are Democrats, Republicans, Diebold engineers from the highest levels. They agree. You cannot steal a landslide because it is cobbled together how the systems work. And the battleground states are key. We'll be obviously listening to the Savage Nation with Michael Savage that comes on in just a few hours. And we'll obviously be following. We have full election coverage tomorrow night, live with the debates, Infowars.com/show, MichaelSavage.com, the new book, Scorched Earth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always the best, Alex. Watch your back.
You too, absolutely. And again, a lot of people on talk radio can't believe that I have other talk show hosts on, or he's had me on his show and has some of our reporters on. We just want to save the country, folks. Michael Savage has had hundreds of best-selling books. I think it's over 100. Three or four, number one. He doesn't need the money. His family, he's very successful in business. I don't need the money. I don't want to do this. I don't want to take on mass murderer Hillary Clinton. But I've got to, or there's no damn future. And I see these other arrogant talk show hosts that they just love attacking other hosts. They love trying to be number one, having these pissing contests. I don't want to lose my Second Amendment. I don't want to lose what little private property rights we have and religious rights. And I don't want to live in a country overrun by a bunch of people wearing hoods over their heads that keep women as slaves. And it's for me, it's total ideology. And there's only one other host nationally that gets it, and that's Michael Savage. And that's what's so refreshing about it, and that's why we've got to fight. You've got Drudge Report over there as well telling the truth, Breitbart doing it, and they're saying, oh, the media, the right-wing media is getting more radical. No, we're getting more awake, okay? We're facing a world government takeover by private corporate megabanks. It's in all the WikiLeaks. They say their philosophy's making us poor to control us. That's called slavery, people. I'm anti-slavery, and I'm angry. And we're in a crisis. And I just look at these criminals on TV laughing at us. All the people that wrote Obamacare, they go on TV and laugh at us, and they go on C-SPAN and Charlie Rose and CNN and laugh at us. It's like, man, it's time you get your teeth knocked out. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but politically, I mean, that is a metaphor. I want to take a baseball bat to their teeth. These people are bullies that have never been checked. It's exactly what Savage said. Now, our next guest is giving us this exclusive today. There's only been one other short interview, but this is an official interview with Tracy Martin on record, who was the travel chef for the Clintons. They were traveling half the time, so one of their main chefs on record, senior partner at Burns Martin and Associates, a culinary staffing and events management firm. And people will pay for a lot coming out and do this. There's a lot of courage. People die for this. Their other chef got killed this last year. He was executive sous chef for the catering at the Kennedy Center, performing arts and travel chef in the Clinton White House. He worked in private services for Mrs. Robert Kennedy and other members of the family. So by going public here, folks, he's flushing all this, but he wants you to know the truth. There's a lot. This is a hero. He co-owned the staffing agency Wolf Martin and Associates and owned and operated a movable feast catering company in Chattanooga. And after all this, folks, you need to hire his company because he's not going to get any business from the Blue Bloods. He studied culinary arts in Europe at Le Cordon Bleu. I'm not going to go through it all. He's a top chef, obviously. And he has put on parties and worked for Margaret Thatcher, Helmut Kohl, President George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, the Chinese president. It goes on and on. I'm a Boris Yeltsin, you name it. So he's one of the top chefs in the world. He joins us. But I'm going to talk about why he's having to do this. This is amazing because, again, it's one thing if you're an independent talk show host, tell the truth and get the threats and stuff. But, man, when your job is, you know, feeding the elite and the rest of it, it's amazing. So, Tracy Martin, we appreciate your courage. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Where does it start? I mean, what takes you to this point of having to do this, sir?
Well, I feel like it's my moral obligation as a concerned citizen, as a taxpayer. Having seen what went on with their administration, how this woman has sat on every side of the issue and still can sit there and tell us, you know, what she wants us to believe. And it just came to a point where I was courted by Tom Barley for quite some time to come forward, and I hadn't, but Tom Barley sort of broke the story open on his show, and it just sort of went from there.
Wow. Well, again, being one of their executive chefs worldwide and to other world leaders for many, many years, and, you know, obviously being close to them specifically, why are you going public? What did you witness Hillary Clinton do? I had former Secret Service agent Burns on yesterday who said that he saw and heard disparaging marks towards Hispanics by her, but he went on to say she was mean and nasty to everyone, including hitting Secret Service agents in the back of the head with Bibles and things. Describe what you witnessed, sir.
Well, first of all, with Mrs. Clinton, if, you know, I got what I used to say when I could talk, when I couldn't talk, is that, you know, no matter where we went, she'd come in, she'd be grateful, say thanks, thank you to the back of the house, people in the kitchen, et cetera. But that was always if there was press around. She's a completely different person when the camera's not on her. And I ran into an incident. I was at the Elizabeth Taylor Medical Center in Washington, D.C., and we were doing a tea with Mrs. Chirac, the former French president's wife. And it was just Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Chirac, and myself in the same room. And one of the people brought in something, and it did not please her. And she used the N-word very openly to me. And I think that's that's a general pattern. When they talk like that, it's not like they say it just, you know, out of the clear blue.
Again, former top chef to the Clintons, Mr. Martin, can you walk through specifically what was happening in the conversation, what was said?
Well, what had happened with the conversation is I was just, like I said, Mrs. Chirac, Mrs. Clinton, and myself in there. I was just serving them tea. As a travel chef, I did not do stuff in the White House. I did stuff outside of the White House.
Understand.
We went places.
You were their travel chef. Continue.
So she brought it. We had somebody bring in something. I think it was like some cheese sandwiches or whatever, and it wasn't exactly what she wanted. So she tells me to tell that N-word to please, you know, leave and get what she wants. I mean, that's very common. I mean, just the demeanor and she would write things down like that to, you know, she has so many handlers, and when I worked for them in Washington, I used to think to myself, you know, because the parties aside, I thought, you know, this is great. I'm a kid that grew up on a small farm in Chautauqua County, and here I am working for the free leader of the world. So you sort of out, you know, you don't look at this other small stuff, and then one day you realize, you know, they're really terrible people.
Wow. So just to be clear, Tracy Martin,
she's going to do us any better. I mean, she tells us one thing, she does something totally opposite. And now with all the WikiLeaks information coming out, everything that I've said for the last few years is all proven. Just like Donald Trump has said, it's all coming out.
So you've last few years talked to folks about this, but now you're starting to go on air because it's being backed up by the WikiLeaks. Now, again, the executive chef, when they were worldwide travel, Tracy Martin joins us. He's on record doing these events for years, and other presidents. If you just tuned in, please elaborate, or did I hear you wrong? Did you say that she even did handwritten letters sometimes saying N-word this, N-word that? I mean, did I hear you say?
Yes, that is definitely correct.
Please elaborate, sir.
Well, you know, if you know, a lot of times because they have so many handlers and everything, they just scratch things down on paper just because you need to be quiet. There's a lot of people around. Just take care of this.
No, that's what lawyers do. She's a lawyer. So she's writing notes, handing them to you. What'd she write?
Like she, I mean, without, you know, like tell that, I mean, N-word, that, you know, that I don't need them or to go out or, you know, whatever, or that, you know, she could say that bitch over there or whatever. I mean, when you'd want to say, is that you?
Well, that's what I've talked to Secret Service and others. They say she goes out of her way to attack everyone, and if it's Hispanic, it'll be a Hispanic prerogative, you know, slang term, disparaging term. If it's black person, white person, they'll do it. If it's a woman, it's a bitch. If it's a man, it's a... what other type of things did she write or say to you over the years?
Well, I think in general, it's just her condescending attitude, because the Clintons, no matter what, they are a machine. They made no... They're not a couple. When he was running for office, he said, we are in a partnership. All it is a money machine. It has been that way since day one, and it's still that way 30 years later.
Well, I've talked to Secret Service agents on and off the record, and they say it's like she doesn't have a real personality. There's either this fake one that's very charming or this crazy, hateful one. But I talked to other military people, and I brought up the Secret Service and said, how do you know that? And they didn't want me to even go there because it sounds so nuts. They think they'll be discrediting, but I'll just say it. They say Hillary almost like switches off. She'll go, I'm going to rest now, and just go, psst.
It was almost like, you know, don't forget you're working for the Clintons. That type of an attitude. No matter what, no matter where, it was always about the Clintons. And like I said in Tom Barley's interview, you know, they just for an example, they bought that house when they left the government in Chappaqua. They have a Secret Service booth. They are billing the U.S. government rent for that Secret Service booth, which in turn is paying for their mortgage. The same thing with her large home in Washington, D.C. We, as a government, are paying for their mortgages.
Now, specifically,
the Clinton Initiative, which is...
Tracy Martin, executive chef, when they traveled for many years, were there ever... any other cases where she verbally said, go tell that N-word to do this or that? Because you were saying many times she would write it. Was it many times writing it and just once verbally? Or were there ever any other racial slurs you heard her say?
No, I think verbally. I mean, like with Hispanics, with anybody. I mean, it's just, it's they are so, that sense of self-entitlement and so far above everybody else.
So that's what the Secret Service said. They said it almost wasn't even like it was a race. It was just this arrogance to attack everyone, and I'm better than everybody, and use whatever pejorative there is. That's what I've been getting. So
absolutely, 100%. It's they are above everybody, and they have that so ingrained in themselves that they really believe that.
Wow. What did she say about Hispanics?
Well, you know, I just think it's not just necessarily Hispanics or African Americans, American Indians. It could be anybody.
No, I understand. She attacked everybody by whatever their bad handle was. But what did she say about Hispanics?
Well, to me directly, I've not heard her, but I've heard people that have heard her say, you know, about Hispanics, about the way they, you know, their funny accents and the way they talk, or can't they get this right, or whatever. I mean, everything is at their convenience.
So just an elitism that that's those dumbass Hispanics. Just, yeah. It was more just of an elitism, like they weren't competent, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Nobody was competent. I don't care if you're African-American, if you're Muslim, if you're Hispanic, or whatever.
Identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
with us. 5 minutes to the next hour. We have other guests joining us. Obviously, this is a big news-making interview. Paul Watson has an interview up on Infowars.com breaking down Tracy Martin, the fact that he did work for the Clintons as their travel chef and has worked for other world leaders. Has a lot of courage to do this and to come out. But this is what everyone tells me. You don't look her in the eyes. She screams and yells. She doesn't give tips. She treats people terribly. When she sees a person in a wheelchair, she says, "Get that cripple away from me." When people bring dogs in to search her room, she just always screams at the military. I mean, she goes out of her way to be a demon. But if the cameras are around, she's totally loving. But the minute the camera turns off, it's like she's got to balance it out by being nasty. It's like she's got multiple personalities, Tracy Martin.
Absolutely.
Well, you got the floor. I mean, you were getting cut off by the break. You were just getting into the fact, basically mirroring what Mr. Burns, the Secret Service agent, said yesterday, was just that she just hated everybody but did use the racial pejoratives.
Well, I think the Clintons, she especially, has a sense of self-entitlement. She is above and beyond. I mean, her true belief, I think, is she's above and beyond everyone. She has no, I mean, she takes no solace in who she talks about, who she talks to. I mean, I've seen Secret Service trying to protect her and the way she downgrades her conversations to them. I mean, to people, anybody.
You mean she talks to them like they're...
Just cover her for everything.
She talks to them like they're children, is what you're saying?
Pardon me?
When you say downgrades conversation, what do you mean?
Well, like she downgrades them. I mean, because... You know, like
she puts them down. Give us an example. I know you're wanting to be polite here, but you're a guy that puts on, you know, world famous dinners and you're all about decor, but decorum, I mean, just give us an example.
Well, I think, well, like with Secret Service, I mean, you know, she just, like, I demand the demanding attitude. You know, we're all supposed to be subservient to them. They're the only people that count. Ever. Even if we were in a, like, for example, this event with Mrs. Chirac, I mean, it was like we'd have to wait for Mrs. Clinton because, you know, God forbid if she was to wait for anybody else.
You know, Obama's done evil stuff. Obama's done evil stuff.
It was always that way. And I was involved. My end of my term with them was when the whole Monica thing broke loose. And, I mean, just to see how they would show up in church every Sunday, high and mighty, and here we go, because that's the way it was. I mean, they cannot do wrong. They believe they do no wrong anywhere.
Well, I was about to say, I'm not defending Obama for his record, but Secret Service people say he's real nice in person comparatively. And that's like a few weeks ago in Tel Aviv, he's like, for 20 minutes, Bill's making him wait. He finally goes, "Bill, get on the plane." And it's like they're so entitled, what I've heard, they just think they're God, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No matter what. I mean, we were doing an event out at Hickory Hill at Mrs. Robert Kennedy's. This is after I was done with the Clintons, and we were doing, I believe it was an Easter brunch. And you know, there again, you're waiting for them. You know, and it's, you know, when you're at that position in the world, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want.
But they enjoy it. They do it on purpose is what I'm told. So we're getting a clear picture of the psychology, and I'm going to get a top psychiatrist to listen to this and analyze with other interviews. We're going to break. We've got 5 more minutes with you, sir. I'd like to have you back up soon. And we appreciate your courage. It's amazing. But let me ask you this question. Did Hillary Clinton ever have a foul odor? Because a lot of people we talk to say she stunk a lot.
not to me. I tried not to get that close. I just dealt with what I had to do my job.
Did you ever hear anyone else say she had a foul odor?
I have heard people say, you know, about her.
Well, stay right there. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.